Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. It tells you the inside story of Death in the Crystal. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
I didn't know you told fortunes, Blackstone.
I don't. Why?
Well, isn't this a fortune teller's crystal?
Well, yes, and then again, no.
What do you mean by that?
It might be, and then again, it might not be.
Oh, watch out, Blackstone. Don's getting all red in the face, the way he always does when we tease him.
You puzzled, Don?
You're talking in riddles, Blackstone. Is it or is it not a fortune teller's crystal?
Well, yes, Don, it is.
But it isn't, really.
Oh, stop it, you two.
Well, death was predicted in that crystal once, Don. Death for Blackstone.
And for a few moments there, I thought the crystal was right.
Well, what's the story?
Well, that crystal belonged to a Dr. Scorpio. I first heard about him from a Mrs. Gilmore.
Oh, Mr. Blackstone, he's the most wonderful man.
He sounds like a very interesting fortune teller.
Oh, mercy, no. He's a doctor of a doctor of whatever it is that predicts things.
Oh. Have you been to him?
Oh, yes. And he told me just exactly where they were and who had done it. He told you where what were and who had done what. Promise not to tell? Oh, sure. He promised.
Yes, of course.
I had a diamond necklace.
Oh, did you know?
Well, this one, as a matter of fact, I was quite famous for it. Well, one day it was stolen. I was so upset, my dear.
You went to the police?
No, I couldn't. You see, this necklace is paste. I couldn't go to the police and say my diamonds had been stolen. It would have been a fib.
And you couldn't say it was just paste, because then people would have found out.
That was it, exactly. I've never breathed a word of it to anyone, except my four best friends. It's my own little secret.
I can see that.
Well, when the necklace disappeared, I was desperate. I didn't know which way to turn. And then someone told me about Dr. Scorpio.
And he told you just where the diamonds were?
Exactly. Oh, you must go to see him, my dear. You'll be mad about it. And do go on a Wednesday afternoon.
Why Wednesday?
Because then that horrid Miss Fanning that works for him won't be there. She's most disagreeable. She won't let you have a moment alone with him. I've often felt that there was more between them than meets the eye. But one mustn't gossip, must one? Well, I've got to be running along now. Goodbye, all. Goodbye.
Golly, what a wolf.
Rhoda?
Hmm?
I think it might be interesting to pay Dr. Scorpio a visit on Wednesday. Now, Rhoda, listen carefully.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go into Dr. Scorpio's house. In 5 minutes, I want you to go in that open window over there and search the place.
Right.
I'll meet you back here in the car in an hour. That means we can get back to the hotel by sunset.
Okay, Master.
Good luck, Rhoda. See if you can find any traces of stolen jewelry. Scorpio reveals much more than he could possibly guess. Goodbye. Yes. I would like to see Dr. Scorpio, please.
I am.
May I come in? I've heard that you might help me to recover a pin I lost a few days ago.
Yes, come in. Right down this way. In here.
Thank you.
Now, won't you take that chance?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Now, about this pin of yours. I want you to understand that I cannot always find jewels for people. I am not a fortune teller, but a doctor of the occult sciences. I do not claim to be infallible.
So I understand.
Now, if you will just look into this crystal a moment.
But, I don't understand. A crystal? Isn't that a prop used by many cheap fakes?
You are very intelligent, Mr. I use the crystal simply to make my clients concentrate. It is a device, that is all. Any object would do, of course, but a crystal seems to be expected by so many people, it seems simply to give them what they want.
Yes.
So if you will concentrate, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you got him out.
Miss Fanning, what is the meaning of this, and who is this woman you have with you?
You hit Blackstone with that gun. He'll punch.
I'm very sorry, Dr. Scorpio, but I found this woman searching the library when I came back from my walk. She had found
who are you?
My name's Brent, if that'll help any.
What are you doing here?
Sightseeing.
Did you say this man's name was Blackstone?
Well, what of it?
I see. The magician who plays at being a detective. Very interesting. Tie him up, Penny.
Very good, Dr. Scorpio. The gentleman seems to be unconscious, so I shall bind up the young woman's head.
Take your hand off.
Penny. Then I shall be forced to use the end of my pistol on your head just as I did on your supine friend.
You win, Tud. Where do you want me to go?
Sit in that chair, my dear. Now, that's it. And I'll bind you.
That's right.
And through there.
Oh.
And through there.
I'm tying up your detective friend, Miss Prince.
Oh. Well, where? Oh, my head.
Oh, are you all right, Maxwell?
I think so. What hit me?
Where? Your little ruse didn't work, Mr. Blackstone. Your assistant discovered our very profitable game, I'm sorry to say. But the information won't do you any good.
Doctor, don't you think it might be a very good idea to do away with these two? I have my gun.
All in good time. It is almost sunset. As soon as it is dark, you and I will leave for, shall we say, greener pastures.
You wouldn't dare kill
him. Perhaps not. But we can leave you here to start with. It'll be months before anyone will come into the house. My clients are used to my going away on research trips.
Going away to steal, you mean?
Oh, come now, Miss Brent. Must we be coarse?
You're tied, Blackstone, and you can't escape. If you move, Miss Fanning will be forced to shoot.
It will be a pleasure, my dear doctor.
It's a shame the crystal is in back of you, Mr. Blackstone. Or you might be able to read your own death in it.
It sounds almost certain, Doctor.
Good. Now, I think it might be better if you gag our two friends. We wouldn't want them to try and shout for help, would we? Give me your gun, so I can keep them covered.
Yes.
I don't trust the magician. He might try to escape from his ropes.
Here you are, Miss Brent. A gag for you.
Oh.
And one for you, Miss
Brent. Thank God.
And you, the magician's loose.
But you can't escape. I've got you covered.
And I've got Miss Fanning as a shield. You don't dare.
Hey, look, never mind that. You're only killed.
You wounded us, Scorpio. Well, get out.
Get out.
Ow. Now I've got the gun. We're going to take a little trip to the police.
You mean you threw Miss Fanning and Dr. Scorpio?
Exactly. On the force of the blow, knocked the gun out of his hand.
But Blackstone, how did you escape? You couldn't have moved.
I didn't. The setting sun was coming in the window, you remember. The crystal ball behind me caught the sun's rays and converged them onto the rope and acted like a burning glass. It severed the ropes by burning them. That's all there was to it.
Was Scorpio really a crook?
I should say he was. He stole practically everything he could lay his hands on. What he couldn't dispose of easily, or what wasn't really valuable, he returned in his role of seer. Oh, it made a perfect cover-up.
So another mystery was solved by magic.
Right, Doc.
And what's the trick this time, Blackstone?
To begin with, we use a piece of string about 2 feet long. Cat, here, look it over, Doc.
And what else?
A small paper tube. See it?
Oh, yes. It looks about the length of a drinking straw.
Yes, a drinking straw would do perfectly for this trick if you happen to have one handy.
But if one isn't handy, you just roll a tube.
That's right, Rhoda. Now give me the string gun. I'm going to push the string right through the tube. There you are.
That looks fair enough.
Now I fold the tube in half right down the middle. String and all.
So the ends of the string are hanging side by side.
Just as you see them, Rhoda. Only I have to pull the ends a trifle to get them even.
Why do they have to be even, Blackstone?
So the magic word will work. There. Just right. Now, Rhoda, hand me those scissors.
Oh, here you are. What are you going to do, cut the string?
The string and the tube both, right at the very center. Here goes.
You did cut the string.
And the paper tube with it.
And now the problem is to restore the string, which I do with the magic word.
What magic word?
The one I just said while you weren't listening. Look, I pull the ends of the tube away.
Why, the string is restored, Rhoda. It's as good as ever.
Let me see that string.
Here you are, Rhoda.
It really is restored, isn't it?
Restored by magic, Rhoda. And if you can't guess how, I'll be back to tell you.
Thank you.
Now, what about this wonderful string that restores itself, Blackstone?
Well, Rhoda, the trick wasn't in the string. It was in the paper tube.
Well, how could the tube help work the trick?
Well, here's another tube, just about the size and shape of a drinking straw.
Yes, I see it.
Well, now take a closer look at the center of the tube.
But it's been cut like a slit.
Let me see the tube, Rhoda.
You won't notice it unless you look for it, Don. A short slit cut lengthwise in the center of the tube.
I see it. Well, how does that help the trick?
Well, here's how. I put the string through the tube.
Yes, like you did before.
And I bend the tube in half with the slit underneath.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens then?
I hold the center of the tube between my thumb and forefinger, and I pull the ends of the string.
Then that brings the center of the string down through the slit in the tube.
Exactly, Rhoda. Only you can't see the string, can you?
Of course not. It's hidden by your thumb and forefinger.
So when I cut the center of the paper tube, what happens?
Well, you cut the paper, but you don't cut the string.
That's the answer, Rhoda. When I draw the pieces of the tube away, there's the string as good as ever.
Now, that's as good a trick as we've ever seen, Blackstone. Our listeners will say the same when they try it.
I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the Hindu Sword Cabinet and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.